Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
It is 7:22, Total Information AM Sunday for this December 8th. This is the time every week when we chat with Hancock and Kelly. We welcome them in this morning. Gentlemen, I'd like to start with the story everybody is talking about. The fugitive, the manhunt that's on in New York City and elsewhere for this man that shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare. John, I'll start with you. What do you think this situation says about how Americans feel about the healthcare system that we have?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern about healthcare generally, but I don't think we know yet that that's what this shooting was about. It could have been domestic. It could have been, who knows? But to the question of healthcare, yeah, I mean, I think Americans pay a lot of money for health insurance and claims get denied and there's a lot of frustration and stress revolved around that. But I don't think we know that's what drove this particular shooter.
Sure. But healthcare companies around the country are exhibiting a general feeling of vulnerability. They're ramping up security, kind of like synagogues have in the last couple of years. So there is something here, even if that shooter did not do it for that reason. It is opening the discussion. So any thoughts from you, Michael?
Well, I mean, we've all dealt with insurance companies if we're fortunate enough to have insurance, and we've all been denied for, you know, an aspirin or something at one time or another and had to go through the process. So there's a frustration that exists. But at the end of the day, this is a human issue as well, Scott. And I just see this whole bloodthirst culture that we have going of thinking that it's acceptable for violence, whether it be the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the invasion at Nancy Pelosi's house, this situation. You know, people come up with rationalizations of violence, and I think that's a thing that we've got to deal with, even independent of the healthcare issue in the country.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court justice. There's been a lot of incidents like that that you just point out that are not related to healthcare, but in general, we have had some of these violent things happening in the last couple of years. Do you think it's a byproduct of something?
Well, I mean, it almost is like people celebrate sometimes when something's happening to maybe a person they disagree with or they don't like. And, you know, I don't know. I think it's a symptom of a distaste and that exists throughout the country and, for that matter, maybe throughout humanity.
Well, let's move on to talk about next year's legislative session in Missouri. It begins on January 8th. There is a new governor-elect, Mike Kehoe. There are some new people in both House and Senate in the state. So, John, what do you think in terms of progress that could be made vis-a-vis previous years where we've had a lot of stalemates?
Yeah, I'm sort of optimistic for this coming year. I think you're going to get an omnibus crime package that I think is going to make a difference. I think it will include the state taking over the St. Louis City Police Department and a host of other reforms. And I expect that the legislature and the new governor are going to work pretty well together, and I'm pretty optimistic.
How about you, Michael?
Well, you can't hope but be optimistic because things were so dismal before. I think the real question is, there's no doubt about it, there's a breath of fresh air coming in town with Mike Kehoe, and he has a mandate, and hopefully we'll use a little of that weight to bring some common sense. The problem is there still exists a faction inside the Republican Party that really doesn't want to accomplish things. I'm fingers crossed that rational folks are going to dominate in Jefferson City, but I can assure you one topic that we will be hearing lots of is abortion. I think one of the first moves the Republicans will make will go to try to claw back at what the voters have already decided by pulling back some and putting more restrictions on abortion.
And when you think about whether it's just the state or nationally with the new president-elect Trump coming in. Michael, what is your Christmas wish for 2025?
Oh, goodness. that it's not going to be as bad as we all lived through 4 years ago. That would be wish number one. From a Democratic perspective, it would be to hopefully make sure my party fights the right battles and not every battle over the next year. The voters have spoken in both Missouri and in across the country. The Republicans have a lot on their table that they need to accomplish, and we need to hold them accountable.
All right. How about you, John?
You know, I would like to see Ukraine make a serious offensive move here in the next few weeks against Russia to maybe change the playing field there. You always hope for economic prosperity and growth in the U.S., and that's kind of where I am.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, gentlemen, thanks for your thoughts as always.
See you guys.
All right, it is Total Information AM Sunday. It is 7:28. Good morning to you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.